Hey everyone, it's Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. This episode, I'm going to share with you some of the thoughts that I've had this past week.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, before we get into Deep Thoughts by Deb, I want to share the awkward dating moment. This happened to me quite a few years ago in my height of dating. I had met lots of friends and lots of guys to date, and I'd been chatting with some and talking to a few on the phone. One evening, a guy called me. I was just getting to know him, but I obviously liked him enough to talk on the phone. So I was in my room on my bed, chatting it up, when one of my boys came to the open door. And I can't remember which one it was, but they all like to take turns embarrassing me. He said, "Mom," and I mouthed the words as if he couldn't tell, "Just a minute, I'm on the phone." And then he said, loud enough for the guy on the other end of the phone to hear, "Who is it? Is it Scott? Is it Justin? Chris? Paul? Mark? Troy? Jason?" He just kept naming all of these guys. He kept going even after I was able to get up and shut the door on him. And I don't even know what I said to the guy to convince him that I didn't have a million boyfriends, but looking back, I can laugh. It was pretty funny, but kids, aren't they great? So I just wanted to share a few thoughts that I had this week. I have spoken to people over the years, and I have clients currently that are facing divorce. And with every client in this situation, or even friends, or just people who I hear that are going through it, my heart goes out to them. I know what it feels like, and it's definitely not easy. I care about helping my clients to make decisions from a place of clarity, not because everybody's telling them what to do. And believe me, everybody likes to tell you what to do, especially in that situation, because I think it's because you're kind of just lost and you're wanting direction, and people like to take that opportunity to tell you what to do. I think back on the time in my life and how hurt and lost and stuck I was, wanting to make the right decision but not knowing what that decision was. And I was thinking about this client while I was driving earlier in the week, thinking about how she's going through this divorce process. She has had many years of pain, and because of that, she's now taking that step towards divorce and out into the unknown. She's facing many tough decisions and a roller coaster of thoughts and emotions. And so I was driving, the thought came, I wish I could take her pain away. I thought about my own experience 15 years ago, and if someone would have come to me and said, "Let me take your pain away," through my tears, I would have said, "Yes, please." But now that I'm on the other side of it, I've climbed that particular mountain and can see more clearly the beautiful, endless view in front of me. I can also look back and see how much I've grown through all the steep, rough parts that have made me so much stronger. When the mountain looked impossible to climb, when I sat in my car crying, saying that I was never going to be able to get over this, I couldn't see how I was ever going to be strong enough to make it through. But I did. I took one step at a time. I relied on prayer every single day, some days multiple times. And with heavenly help, I kept going and got stronger and stronger with each step. Knowing what I know now, would I have let someone take my pain away? Absolutely not. I feel like that would be robbing me of my journey, my story, of my opportunity to grow and become the person I was meant to be. If someone took my pain away, I would still be at the bottom of that mountain, content on staying there, not knowing the amazing things I was capable of, and I wouldn't have the beautiful relationship with God that I have because I turned to Him when I was hurting. I wouldn't know what it's like to believe in myself and to love who I am, and I do. So those challenges and struggles you're going through will definitely make you stronger. You may be where I was, searching for any bit of hope that you'll make it through. You will, I promise. Just take one step at a time. Even if you can only do one day at a time, like I did. Do what you need to do, but move forward. Even if it's at a snail's pace, go your own speed, but go forward. My neighbor gave a talk in my church the other day, and it went right along with the thoughts that I was having. He said, "Sometimes life seems so unfair. Things happen to good people, and you just think, it's not fair. But what if it is fair? What if it's meticulously fair? That when you look back on your life, you can see all the ways that you have grown. And that's so true. Whoever told us that this life was going to be fair? No one. Why? Because there's opposition in everything. There is an opposite to everything. Just think about it. Happy, sad, good, bad, hard, soft, light, dark. Why would we come to this earth and expect everything to just be good? Just think about everything being good. You wake up in the morning right on time with the sun shining and it's the perfect temperature. There's probably birds chirping. You drive to work without hitting any stoplights. Your workday is wonderful. Everybody is kind and happy. You go home and have a delicious dinner with your peaceful, grateful family. You tell each other how much you love each other and then get in your nice, comfy bed and fall right to sleep. Doesn't that sound perfect? I could go on and on describing a perfect day. But just imagine if that's how it was every single day and you didn't know anything different. There's no way we would really appreciate it because we wouldn't know the opposite. If there was never any bad, we would have no idea how great good is, if that makes sense. We have challenges in our lives to strengthen us. I love Brooke Castillo's podcast, The Life Coach School. This particular episode, 447, is called How to Deal with Adversity. And in it, she talks about why we have adversity. And I love this. So think about it this way. You decide to go to the gym. You go to the gym and you get there and they don't have any weights. They don't have anything heavy. They don't have anything hard. It's just pillows, just laying down, just for comfort. Because the truth is, it's much easier and much more comfortable just to lay down in the gym than to go and lift a weight. But the truth is, when we go to the gym, we want weights. We want hard things. We want heavy things to lift up. We want things that hurt us. Literally, it hurts to do the things in the gym. And we want that on purpose. Why? Because we want to evolve our body. We want to stay healthy. We want to put our body literally in harm's way so we can be healthier. Think about a mountain. You look at a mountain as this thing that's an obstacle. That's terrible. It's in our way. But so many of us use that mountain on purpose to become stronger, to become more of who we are, to have a better view from the top. That is how thinking about adversity can serve you. I love that analogy because it's so true. Pillows would be way less painful, but we wouldn't get stronger. So if we would embrace adversity, like a gym for our emotional, spiritual, and mental self, maybe if we look at it that way, it would give us a different perspective. When we face adversity and even embrace it, it can become less scary and more of a challenge. So if we ask ourselves, what kind of person do I want to be through this? What can I learn from this? How can I turn this into an asset? We become more powerful than the challenge we're facing. So, because it's inevitable that we will experience adversity, we actually face it every day, let's take the opportunity to turn it into an asset in our lives. Instead of wanting someone to take it away, let's face it and know that we'll come out the other side much, much stronger. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And believe me, it is worth it. So just take one step at a time and move forward. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.